Oh. I thought you'd be finished with that.
I would have, quite some time ago, if you'd bothered to help me.
I can't stand packing.
You can't stand helping me.
Please, Alice, not a row, not today.
Because the world has to see you as the great peacemaker. If only they knew.
Well, Alice, no, please. It's not necessary.
I think it is. If I have to travel with you, if I have to act my part of the devoted wife, allow me my private opinion.
The car's waiting.
And your devoted secretary? Is she waiting too? Oh, I know about her, Gerald. I know all about your clever secretary. And wouldn't the world like to know? Wouldn't they just? How much is it worth to you, Gerald? Just how much is your image worth?
They're waiting.
Yes, of course. Let's go, shall we, and talk to the world.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Don McCorkendale as Adam Kane in...
Love Thy Neighbor.
Now there's a drink that's really right.
It's the bite. It's the bite.
It's a ginger beer from Man With Thirst. It's groovy ginger beer.
Give him the bite. Give him the bite in groovy ginger beer.
Groovy ginger beer is the new ginger beer with a taste of real ginger. We call it the bite because the ginger bites on your tongue and right on down your throat.
It's the bite. It's the bite.
In new groovy ginger beer.
Tiptronic tuning from Germany gives the best power reception you'll ever see. There's a tint control and Blaupunkt has got
more than 400,000 extra color dots. That's high fidelity.
You get perfect color and clarity. Blaupunkt TV pictures high fidelity.
High fidelity.
Quality, care and craftsmanship. These have made Rembrandt van Rijn the masterpiece in cigarettes. Nothing else could achieve that perfect balance of flavor, aroma and smoothness. Rembrandt van Rijn. Each cigarette a masterpiece.
Another cup of tea?
Yeah, why not?
Shan't be able to wait much longer.
I'll cry if you leave me.
None too warm, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and the weatherman says it's getting worse.
I meant the tea. Here.
Now, they'll never take off in this lot. Heathrow's going to be closed all day.
Looks like it.
Now, what a place to build an airport, right in the middle of the fog belt.
It sounds to me, Adam, as if you'd rather not go.
Now, what gives you that idea?
I should have thought you'd enjoy a 5-star trip to Moscow after all the other times.
It'd make a difference. The KGB being nice to me.
Won't have a choice. Détente is the name of the game these days. I almost wish I was coming with you. I've never seen Moscow.
Don't. Not at this time of the year. If Napoleon and Hitler couldn't make it...
Times have changed.
Haven't they just... Mr. Gerald Maskew, the great peacemaker. Do you think he's real?
What?
Genuine. Do you think that bloke means all those nice things he says on the telly?
Well, of course.
You're a trusting soul.
He's been personally responsible for breaking down the Cold War, almost single-handed. A magnificent effort.
And now he's off to his old pals in Moscow again, with me in tow, just to see that they don't do him in for his troubles.
Routine precaution. The DI6 had to send someone, it's expected.
Yeah, like it's expected for the KGB to try and bug our hotel and the cars we use. You call that détente?
Reflex action. They'll always try to bug us, Adam, even when we're on their side. For heaven's sake, they even bug their own people.
That's right, darling. Smile at the nice photographer.
Where's Gordon?
talking to the air traffic controller. You sent him.
They can't delay us much longer.
Well, they can, darling. Face it, you may not get to your precious Moscow today after all.
It's so important, they don't understand.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But not being immortal, they have no control over the weather. I'm surprised your clever Mr. Gordon hasn't arranged the private VIP lounge for us. This crowd of newspaper men is a bit daunting.
He wasn't available.
That's a shame. Don't you think it's a shame, Miss Chilton?
Yes, it is a pity.
Or may I call you Martha? That is your name, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
I'm sure my husband calls you Martha. I wouldn't want to be left out.
Martha, can you find out what's happening? Ask the security people. If anyone knows, they ought to.
Yes, of course, Mr. Maskew.
How nice, Mr. Maskew.
Stop it, Alice.
Don't look at me like that, darling. The reporters will notice. Smile.
Would you like something to eat? Some tea?
No, darling. I would like a large gin and tonic.
Excuse me.
She must mean you. They never looked at me like that.
Mr. Spencer Dickens.
You see?
Good heavens. Yes, young lady, can I help you?
I'm Martha Chilton, Mr. Maskew's secretary.
Oh, yes, of course.
He wonders if there's been news about the departure.
I'm afraid not.
It's taking an awfully long time, isn't it?
This fog can't last all night.
We have to be at the Kremlin meeting.
I know.
We'll let you know as soon as there's a change.
Yes, of course. I wonder.
Yeah?
Will both you gentlemen be coming with us?
Unfortunately not, my dear. I have business in London. Mr. Kane is your security officer.
Oh, I see. Thank you. I'll tell Mr. Maskew.
Leave. Stop it. Put them back.
What?
Your eyes. They're out like organ stops.
She's very lovely.
And rumour has it she's promised.
Oh?
To Mr. Maskew himself.
She can't be. He's married.
Aren't you the naive one?
Maskew?
It's in my security report. Didn't you read it?
Well, you better not let that get out. The papers will make a meal of it.
Where do you think I heard the rumour, old son?
Is this seat taken?
No.
My name's Gordon, Foreign Office.
Yeah, I know.
You would do, of course. You're the security man. I've seen you before. It's Kane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I buy you a drink?
Why not? Malt. No water, no ice.
I don't know if they have any
water. They do. Yeah.
Steward, over here. Yeah. Pure malt whiskey. No water, no ice, and the same for me.
Yes, sir, certainly.
He didn't turn a hair.
Now, I phoned the airline yesterday. They got quite a stock of pure malt. Is that what you usually drink?
Yeah, no, I'm not fussy, as a hell.
Mm. You done this trip before?
You should know that.
All right. Just making conversation. You got quite an interesting record, Mr. Gordon.
Have I?
You were born in Russia, it says.
That's right. Alexander Ilyich Gordon. And does it tell you all that in my record?
Came to England in 45 after the war. You were six then, or seven?
Six.
Winchester and Cambridge?
Not your old schools, I take it. Sorry, are you touchy?
No. You still speak Russian?
That's why I'm along for the ride, Mr. Kane. You know a great deal about everyone on this trip, from your records.
That's right.
Two malt, sir. There's no charge, sir.
Oh, how nice, thank you.
Cheers.
What do you know about my boss?
All there is.
All there is?
I know about him and his secretary, if that's what you mean.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Mm.
But please be careful with that information.
Well, I'm not going to sell it to the papers, am I?
There's quite a contingent of the Third Estate with us. They're bound to get wind of something. Mrs. Maskew will see to that.
She's a thirsty lady. That's the third gin and tonic since we left London.
Quite so. Bit of a problem. I'd rather have left her behind, but protocol being what it is, I'd like you to keep an eye on her.
Maskew's my job.
Good heavens, man, he's in no danger.
Why not?
They're very fond of him in Moscow. You'll have nothing to do, Kane, except sweep the bugs out of hotel rooms. Once you've done that, do watch the lady. I can't force you, of course, but the Foreign Office will be very grateful. I'll see that you get a commendation.
I'm watching Maskew. If they get to him, I'm out of a job.
Oh, dear. I thought we could do this the nice way. Mr. Kane, if you don't do what I ask, then my report to the Foreign Office could make quite sure that you lose your job. Do you understand me?
Yeah. Only I don't think you understand me, Gordon.
This will be your room, Mr. Kane.
Lovely.
Very comfortable.
Nice view of the Kremlin.
A beautiful building, not so.
Yeah. You KGB?
What?
You work for the KGB.
I must tell you that.
I thought so. How many bugs in the hotel?
Bugs?
Concealed microphones. How many?
None. You do not think we would do something like that to Mr. General Maskew?
Yeah. I think you'd do something like that to anyone. Mm-hmm. I'll have to knock them out. It's part of my job.
Why do you not trust us like your master, eh? Mr. Maskew trusts the Russian people?
You silly man. Right, you can clear out now. I've got to unpack.
There is a bathroom through there.
I noticed. You can come out now, whoever you are. Well, hello, Mrs. Maskew. Didn't you like your own bathroom?
I wanted to talk to you. How'd you know I was in the bathroom?
I saw the door close when we came in. I thought you were another KGB goon.
Hence the gun?
Yeah. What do you want?
Well, you could be a little more polite. You don't have any gin, do you?
Yeah. What do you want?
A little talk. I want you to do me a favor.
What sort?
I want you to kill my husband's secretary.
Oh, that's lovely. You start with the easy ones, don't you?
You'll be honored for it, Mr. Kane.
I can't think why.
Because she's a Russian spy. You don't believe me? I can prove it to you, Mr. Kane. If I can prove that Martha Chilton is a Russian spy, will you kill her?
Persia 404 never seems to age. Each day passes as reliably as the last. In a 404, time stands still. Its legendary ruggedness guarantees you years of trouble-free motoring.
Persia 404, rugged and reliable.
Persia 404, drive one now.
On the rocks with tonic, it's a skyball. With ginger beer, it's a mule. With orange juice, it's a screwdriver. Whatever your mixer, whatever your mood, you get the clean, pure pleasure of Smirnoff Vodka.
Because Smirnoff Vodka lets you be yourself, light and lively and crystal clear. Smirnoff leaves you breathless.
Vakmanskap is meesterschap. Die technische vaardigheid van die oude meester en ons streven naar die beste leeft voort in die vervaardiging van Rembrandt van Rijn. Die meesterstuk in sigaretten.
Nou,
No, Gerald, you mustn't. You mustn't come to my room.
I'm tired, Martha.
Please, for both our sakes.
Alice has gone out with the Inturus people. It's quite safe.
And that watchdog, the DI6 man, came?
Do you think they don't know about us?
No.
Of course they do. Everybody knows. Even Gordon.
I didn't know.
They'll keep it out of the papers. We don't have to worry about that. Come here.
No.
I love you, Martha.
I'm frightened, Gerald.
Of what? Well, not of me, surely.
Here, in this place. This cold place. I'm frightened of everything.
What proof?
I have the proof. Don't you believe me?
No.
She's his secretary. She's been selling copies of all his papers to the Russians. She must be killed.
Well, that's not proof. Your word, your suspicion.
You don't believe me?
I think your word's worth as much as a lame horse in the Derby.
Oh, please, she's dangerous. You must get rid of her.
You're the dangerous one, Mrs. Maskew. Now clear out, will you? I've got work to do.
Oh, help me. Please help me.
Blimey, that's all I need.
Well, do the voices come through? Excellent. Especially the voice of Maskew must be identifiable. Good. And the girls? Very good. Keep the tape running, my friend. It'll be worth your while. It is working as we expected. Our friend Adam Kane has been too late. He may take all the microphones out now. We have everything we need. That is what you want, is it not? Would you like a drink, my friend? Vodka?
I have to search this room.
Search?
For microphones, bugs.
That'd be ridiculous. Clear out, Kane. I'm having a private conversation with my secretary.
Then I hope you haven't said too much. Because most of the Kremlin's been listening in.
What?
You can't possibly know that.
We can only hope that they're more interested in your room than your secretary's. But I doubt it.
Gerald?
Relax, my dear. He's an alarmist of the worst kind. And the Russians wouldn't dare do something like that to me.
Trouble with you people is you trust a bloke until he does you a dirty. That's not clever.
Hello, Ivan. Can you hear me?
You stop that. What are you doing?
Just a tick.
What's that?
That, my love, is a microphone. And my bet is that it's only one of a dozen in this room. Now, just what were you and Maskew talking about, eh?
Aren't you supposed to be watching his nibs?
I am. He's over there with her nibs.
So they are. Is she behaving herself?
Slightly. She's only had two so far. And they haven't actually come to blows.
Mr. Maskew has written a complaint.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which I'm going to have great pleasure in submitting to the Foreign Office.
I'm sure you are.
Unless you cooperate with us.
Get nodded.
You're very sure of yourself.
Right. Listen, Gordon. I've done this trick before. You lot may trust the Russians. I don't.
You forget I'm one of them.
Oh, no, I haven't. You've lost, though, mate. Reading, writing, speaking the language doesn't make you understand the people.
And you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Then you're on your own, Cam, and for your sake, I hope nothing goes wrong.
For all our sakes.
I meant with Mrs. Maskew.
Yeah, so did I. Tell me, does she speak Russian?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Good. Then she can't be a Russian spy, can she?
What on earth do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Cheers. Oh, by the way, the barman speaks pretty good English. I told him you were paying for my drink.
Then that's enough, Alice.
No, it isn't.
The waiter won't serve you, even if you ask him.
He has his orders, does he? Whose orders?
Mine.
Conveyed by Mr. Gordon in faultless Russian?
It doesn't matter. We have to avoid unpleasant incidents. You represent Great Britain as much as I do.
Oh, how thrilling.
Where are you going?
To my room, do you mind? At least I know there's a bottle of gin in my suitcase. Good night, darling. There. Do you think that convinced the prince? Good night, all.
Good night,
Do you want me to...
She's all right. Did you find a bottle?
I watered it down. She won't notice the difference, but it'll keep her sober enough.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I'm sorry to put you to all this sordid trouble. It's asking a lot, I know.
All part of the job.
Mr. Blazesley could have left her behind. The first secretary insisted.
It'll be all right.
Will it? It's all my fault, of course.
No, sir.
Oh, yes, it is. Now I'm getting maudlin. When you get to my age, you'll learn to find happiness where you can, Alex, and I wish you the joy of it.
You've done wonders, sir, calling it a miracle. All the press, even the most hostile.
They'd love to get their teeth into a scandal, wouldn't they? You don't have to answer that. It would be a disaster, wouldn't it?
Would rather dent your credibility, sir.
That's putting it nicely. They know, of course. They all know about Martha. But they can't prove it. And without proof, they're helpless. They wouldn't dare go to print with a rumour.
No, sir.
I don't need much longer. Just this meeting and the results of it. A few weeks to let the results take their course, and then I'll be free. Free to do exactly as I choose. Will we have that much time, do you think, Alex? 3 weeks?
Let's hope so.
We must have. It's up to you, Gordon. You do believe in what I'm doing?
You don't doubt that, do you, sir?
No, of course not. Just keep those press people away from me for 3 weeks. That's all I ask.
Hello.
Hello. How did you get in?
I asked for your key and they didn't seem to mind.
Well, what do you want?
Was that true, what you said?
True.
The microphone. Were they really listening to me, to Mr. Maskew?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
May not be. If you weren't telling them any secrets.
Not the sort of... Not state secrets.
No, I didn't think so.
Don't look at me like that.
You're touchy, aren't you?
I do love him. I really love him.
Well, I'm glad. He's a nice bloke.
You think so?
Yeah. He's doing what he thinks is a good job.
But you don't.
I told you. I don't trust Russians, any of them.
That's silly. They're people just like us. They're not different to us.
Right. And I don't trust us either, so why should I trust them?
Please, help me.
Help you?
I think she's trying to kill me.
Do you blame her?
Oh, you're awful.
Am I? Look, I don't know what it is about you lot, but you're all trying to get me to cover everyone on the trip but General Maskew. Now, what do you suppose that is?
I warn you, I'll protect myself if I have to, even if it means that I...
On your way, love.
I'll kill her if I have to.
Good night.
Just how will you explain that?
I won't have to, bye.
What do you mean? Of course you'll have to.
If you kill Alice Maskew, darling, you'll be the one who'll have to answer questions. I wish I'd stayed at home, I really did. Blimey.
Mr. Crane, help!
Get away from her!
Good thing you can't shoot, lady. Here. Out of it. Give it to me. I think I'd better put you two in a ring and let you settle it between you.
She tried to shoot me.
Didn't she just? Now, come on, a lot there.
What?
Up to his nipsey's room. We'll settle this now. Settle the whole thing. It's gone too far.
He did what?
Here's the gun. Yeah, if you want to see the bullet holes...
Alice, have you gone quite mad?
She shot at me. She tried to kill me.
If she did, you love, it would have been an accident.
Kane, well, what happened? Shots. There were shots.
Yeah, a shooting. I heard shooting.
This gentleman from Savard Security, he's upset.
Yeah, I can see.
A shooting, please.
Kane?
No one. It was fireworks. An old English custom.
Had a revolver in your hand?
That's also an old English custom.
Then I'd be obliged if you didn't point it at me.
Both of you, actually. You and your Russian chum.
I cannot permit this, please.
Mr. Maskew, this man Gordon, you know him well?
Of course.
Brought a gun with him to Russia. I know, because I had to check it out. It's this one, isn't it? This revolver.
Don't point it.
You like to tell me how Mrs. Maskew got hold of it?
No idea. She...
Oh, you gave it to me, Alex. You told me the girl was a Russian spy. You said he'd like her dead. He'd respect me if she was dead.
She's raving.
I don't think so. I've taken a liberty of searching your room, Gordon.
You what?
Know what these are?
Recording tapes.
Of you and your secretary. You're not a Russian spy, Gordon, I'm sure of that. Just as I'm sure that your mate here doesn't work for the KGB. You're up to a little capitalistic blackmail, aren't you? Both of you. You're going to sell this lot to the press.
Look out!
Too bad! You want the next one, friend?
No, please!
And let's go and see the real Russian security, eh? They like Mr. Maskew here, don't they? Wouldn't want him blackmailed, would they? I mean, there's the detente. We couldn't muck that up at any price.
In Germany. In Costa Rica. All over the world, friendships form around Boll's Brandy. Boll's Brandy breaks down barriers, mellows people, and brings them together. Internationally prepared to the original standards of the oldest distillery in the world, Boll's Brandy. 400 years of experience in every bottle.
Quality, care, and craftsmanship. These have made Rembrandt van Rijn the masterpiece in cigarettes. Nothing else could achieve that perfect balance of flavor, aroma, and smoothness. Rembrandt van Rijn, each cigarette a masterpiece.
Another?
Wouldn't mind.
I don't think we'll make an international incident out of it. If they want to keep Gordon in their jail, I rather think we'll let them. You didn't wound him badly, did you? Oh, cheers.
No, just a scratch.
It could have been serious, you know. They might have been KGB trying to break up the talks.
I don't think they'd want to do that. They're happy to let us go on thinking they're nice people.
You're very cynical, Ken.
Yeah, that's why I'm alive.
Pity about his wife.
Maskew's? Oh, she's all right. The girl's left him. She couldn't stand the pace.
But she'll never be quite short again, will she?
Yeah. I see what you mean. Cheers.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal. Listen at 7:30 next Saturday to another program in this series.
My name's Adam Kane.